at your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Yeah, you never know what you got till it's gone. You know, I mean, you never know. Thing about it is the older you get, see, I was really getting worried. I'm telling you, I'm being straight up honest. I was getting scared because I was forgetting things. And I never forgot things, ever. I mean, ever. And all of a sudden, you know, I would kind of like, where's my glasses? You know, well, it's just a sign that you're maturing. That's all that is. Hey, we've got more rock and roll that's coming at you, but right now we're going to pause for our weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road. Hey, Gary Faraci, how we doing?
Good morning, Gary. We're doing fine. How are you on this rather soggy, thirsty Thursday morning?
I forgot. No. Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. It looks like right now, it looks like a good day to start day drinking.
I'm telling you. You know, I'm telling you. It's been a while since I've come out with a Thirsty Thursday cocktail, but I think today we're just going to keep it pretty simple. Crown and Coke.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, you're never going to go wrong with Crown and Coke.
Nope. You can't beat that. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, 7 and 7, Seagram 7s. And yeah. Anyway, there's all kinds of fantastic little, sippers you can get on there today. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple. I tried a coffee one last night.
Ooh.
So it was, you can make your coffee however you want it, and then you let it cool, pour it over ice, do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then you take a shot or two of vodka in a coffee cup or a glass of your choice. And then pour the cold iced coffee into that glass, and then you use some, we like Italian cream in there, and some cold foam, and then we take coffee grounds, fresh coffee grounds, and sprinkle it on top of the cold foam, and you have a coffee martini, so to speak. So
I love it.
Yeah, it is absolutely wonderful. It is really good. It goes down too easy.
Well, you know, I drank something like that one time and ended up in jail. Took all my clothes off and ran through the park. And tried. You know, I was going to do a pole dance, but it didn't work out well.
Yeah, that happens doing that. You know.
Yeah, from time to time. You know, the history of our youth. Well, here we are. It's Thursday. It is May the 23rd. We're headed for Memorial Day weekend. 1, 2, 3 days to enjoy out of the lake. What's the fishing report?
The fishing has been really good. I know there's some guys I talked to that have struggled in that, but I'm telling you, majority of guys, the crappie, they've been doing very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not limits, but very close every day. I'm telling you, we had Bill and his wife Pam came all the way down from Licking, and they spent a morning out there. They decided not to crappie fish. They went your favorite fishing. They went bluegill, brim fishing. They caught over 40 that morning in 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I told them, I said, on your way back, should we stop in and see them? I got to see what you caught. Big, big hand size. I mean, they looked like crappie. They were so big. They slayed them that morning. They found a hole, and they said, we just anchored. We stopped. We just nonstop right there, just on red worms, and that was so much fun, he said. They had a blast. Mm. So, bluegill are coming around. They're biting. The bass, they've been how about a red and gold fleck worm or a plum color worm? That's been working really good on the largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, my 2-year-old grandson caught a world record perch, man.
Isn't that that's so much fun? That is so much fun.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. It is the
best. It is. It is. Watch those grandkids and the perch fight like heck, and it's a blast. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it's we've reached that point, you know, here in the spring where it's fantastic. If you can't catch a fish right now, you know, on Lake Norfolk, take up water polo.
Yeah. The catfish are biting. I put some trout lines out or jugs out and stuff. It's that time. Guys been doing well on that. And the striper and hybrids, they're still biting. They're still there. You got to search for them a little bit longer, but they're there. And the white bass have just been blowing up. I mean, if you can't go out and catch a limit of white bass.
Sell your boat.
Yeah, right. And this is the time of year. I mean, you could, when they're coming up like this, the white bass, you can almost throw anything at them.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And they're all good size, too. And the white bass, good eating.
Oh, yeah, fine eating, that's for sure. And
yeah.
You know, the I haven't looked this morning, so I'm going to do it right now. The lake level, I had that report earlier this morning, but they update it. And, well, guess what? Oh, there it is.
Got it?
Yeah. Lake North Fork is at 557.66. It's up 0.04. So, I mean, it's normal pool.
Yeah.
Normal pool is 552 and some change.
Right.
Is it? It's 552?
That's what they list on their website, yes, at the court does, yes.
Yes. Now, other people will say the normal pool is about 549. But, you know, 552, but 557. So it is. It's up a little bit, but it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's in good shape. We haven't lost any parking yet. You know, when it gets over 565, then we start losing some parking down here. But, it's in great shape with all the rain we've had and that. And the clarity of the lake is still in decent shape. And water temperature is mid-70s.
Yeah. So when we just, you know, me, you, and Diane and all the other, when are we just going to go down to the Bayou Resort and party?
I'm ready.
Can we do it this weekend?
I'm ready to cut loose. you pick the time and day, and you and your bride to be, come on down.
Yeah, we'll just cut one and just we'll have a great time. We may body surf.
Hey, come on down. We can either go in the lake, or we can go in the pool, or we can do both.
Are there any open cabins for this 3-day weekend that's coming? I know it's short notice, but sometimes people cancel and back out. But are there any open?
We did. We had a group of people cancel. Let me just double check and see if we do have, because I think I have a couple.
Oh.
I do. I actually have two of the smaller cabins left, the studio cabins.
Oh,
to sleep up to four people.
Yeah. They're fantastic. And, I mean, it is so much fun there to buy your resort. I mean, you got the pool. You got the general store right there. You're right there on the lake. It's just fantastic.
It'll be a fun weekend, rain or shine. It'll be either way. It'll be good. And you know how the rain is around here.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring the bongo drums. I know we'll probably have a guitar player there, so I'll bring you a harmonica, and we'll just...
I'll bring the crown.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, it's
and that's how it all started.
that's right.
Fun for all.
Fun for all. Okay. And, I got somebody says they'll bring grass skirts. So,
okay. All right.
So there we're in. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always stop by and enjoy the entertainment. They can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there. Check out some of the stuff going on, some of the pictures of the fish caught this past week. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Go on there, drop us a line, email us. All different ways to get in touch with us.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you again next Thursday.
All right. I'll get the pool area all set up for us.
All right. I'm coming.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.